Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Jason Puma. Jason, we talked earlier this week about the possibility of rain and isolated storms every day, or almost every day this week. But today now looks like we got some severe weather chances. What can you tell us on that front?
That's right, John. Today we have a slight risk for severe weather, and that threat right now looks like it's mainly along and south of Interstate 70. So we're talking about Indianapolis, of course, Terre Haute, Bloomington, Bedford, Seymour, Columbus, those sort of areas. And the best chances for severe weather are really going to be during the middle part of the afternoon and continuing through the late afternoon and into the evening. We're going to be seeing an area of low pressure move across the state, and it's going to be interacting with a warm and humid air mass across our area and generate some of those stronger storms that are going to be possible.
All right, so what are some of the biggest threats to watch out for?
So some of the main threats that we're expecting today, should severe storms occur, the first and foremost would be damaging straight-line winds. That would be probably our primary threat. The second other threats include large hail, certainly brief heavy rain. Everybody's outdoors this time of year, so lightning is a threat from any thunderstorm. And today is one of those days when we can't rule out an isolated tornado or two. So we're going to be looking at that particularly closely as well.
Any areas in particular that you think would be under the greatest risk for a tornado?
Again, I would probably put the best chances would be along and south of Interstate 70 at this time, where we would see the best chances for that severe weather to occur.
What's the timeline for all this?
Again, we expect the best chances for severe storms would really be from the middle part of the afternoon, say between 2 to 3 o'clock-ish starting time, towards the early parts of the evening, tapering off between 8 and 10 p.m.
When you say damaging winds potentially, do you have any idea how fast they could get in terms of miles per hour?
It's hard to say to give you a precise number on that, but you know, anytime we get wind gusts in excess of 58 miles an hour, we consider that damaging winds, because that's typically when we start seeing damaging wind gusts. So the storms that we are expecting that could occur today, they will have that sort of potential to produce those sort of damaging wind gusts. So today's one of those days, again, where people need to pay a little more attention to the weather, have extra ways to receive weather warning information, and also review your severe weather safety plan, whether you're on the job, at work, or whether at your home or your school or business. So you make sure you know where to go and what to do should a warning be issued for your area.
What kind of things can damaging winds do? I know the big one being, you know, causing power outages, right? Knock down power lines.
Absolutely. One of the big things it can do is cause a power outage. So we're talking about trees blowing into power lines and knocking those lines down. Or if their winds are just strong enough, power lines can be blown down just by themselves alone in some severe, strong to severe cases. Other things that often occur with just plain wind damage is structural things, you know, roof damage to houses, trees blown onto cars or blown onto people. We've seen that before, where people have been outside during a severe thunderstorm and people take shelter underneath a tree. Well, that's not a good place to be, because trees are prone to being struck by lightning, and trees can come down in high winds, putting anybody outside into a dangerous situation. So those are a few things there.
What's kind of the schedule then for weather the rest of the week, starting with Thursday?
Tomorrow looks like a pretty nice day across central Indiana. We're going to have mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s to right around 80, and relatively low humidity, so it'll be another pleasant day. On Friday, however, we'll have yet another round of showers and thunderstorms, mainly again during the afternoon and evening. And at this time, it's a little too soon to determine if any of those storms will be severe. So we'll have to sort of stay tuned, get past our event today, and then we'll have a better idea in the coming days regarding Friday. But Friday does look like another chance for showers and storms before we get to a dry and pleasant weekend.
All right. That's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
That's all I have right now.
All right. He's meteorologist Jason Puma with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Jason, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John.